if you will, to go again to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And out of this sixth chapter, I'll begin reading at the 30th verse. The Bible says, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Supporting scripture coming from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. It's time for a spiritual alignment. It's time for a spiritual alignment. Cold, rainy, brisk morning. Another morning that he has allowed us to yet still be counted amongst the living. He is such a merciful and loving God that he has given us all another chance. A new day, a new year, a new beginning, goals and ambitions that are things that I'm sure that we intend to get done this year. So we are thankful to God for another chance, because every day that God allows you to get up out of your bed, that is another opportunity for you to get closer to the Lord our God. We've said, and I've said time and time again, that every day, because of the situation that we've been in, that every day we are one step closer to death. But even in the midst of that, every day still should be a day of thanksgiving. We shouldn't go through our lives being afraid to die. We should go through our lives living life to the fullest and being ever so thankful to God for whatever we have. You know, sometimes we get so bent out of shape over things that we really don't necessarily need, and we ponder, we worry, and we push ourselves just a little bit too far. But we need to just hold on to God's unchanging hand. We need to have a new mindset that God has allowed us an opportunity to go through the closing of last year. And there might be some things that you may have left lingering on out of 2013, that still may need your attention. And we got to understand that those things that we left undone will not go away. But the key is, don't let it stress you out. You got to understand that if it was something that you dealt with last year and you still hadn't got the problem or the solution, do know that God is still in control. Do know that even though you may have worked on it diligently last year and you didn't quite get it done, God still brought you through. You began to wonder. You began to question yourself. You began to say, "Lord, why am I always going through this? Or why am I always going through that?" But you got to understand that when we heard or someone say that he won't put any more on you than that ye can bear, there are some witnesses in the house that know that God steps in just when you need him the most. When it seemed like you didn't even have an answer and you were about ready to throw your hands up in despair, the Spirit of God just sort of stepped in and you heard that small, still voice that said, "Hold on and hold out, because help is on the way." And I thank God for being that kind of help that you can always depend on. Don't allow situations to stress you out to the point that you forget who God is. David said on one occasion, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And let us be thankful for every day. We got to learn how, when the Bible says give thanks in all things, we got to even thank him for our bad days. We got to thank him for our sick days, because if we don't thank him for the bad days, then we don't know really how to appreciate the good days. And when God has brought you through something, then you have a testimony. And that testimony is something that no one can take away from you. That testimony is something that you know for yourself. So that's why it's very important that you have your own relationship with God. You can have all the praying partners you want to have, but you better have your own relationship with God. And it's good to have a prayer partner. It's good to have somebody that you know that you can depend on, but you best be depending on your words getting through to the master. How many of you know that you don't need the preacher to pray? How many of you know that you don't need mom and daddy to pray? All you need is just to open up your mouth and start talking to the master. Then there might be somebody in here this morning to say, I don't know how to pray. If you know how to talk, you know how to pray. If you know how to think, you know how to pray. If you got a need, you know how to pray, because sometimes you pray without even knowing that you're praying. There are times that your body cries out to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. And you never open up your mouth, but God understands exactly where you are coming from. We got to understand that God brought us through a whole lot of things last year, and God's going to carry us through a lot of things this year. Don't get it twisted. Just because it's a new year, if you still the same old you, hello somebody, don't expect too many changes. Until you accept the fact that I got to do something different in order to see something different, then things are going to be just like they are. Or you're going to see other people prospering. You're going to see other people being delivered and having their breakthrough. And you're going to be looking around wondering, why not me? It's because you haven't got out and stepped forward to say, Lord, here I am. I got to have a conscious mind that I'm going to do better. All of us need to do better than what we are doing. And I don't believe that there's nothing better than a day like today to share that with you. Now, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind you, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that you should have done last year that you can fix right now. What you got to do is take one day at a time. And realize that if you trust God today, he'll be there not only today, but he'll be there tomorrow. I've got my mind made up that I'm going to stay in the press. For as good as God was to me last year, I'm looking for God to do greater things this year. Because he's that kind of God. Not because I'm selfish, not because I want everything just like I want it, but because I serve a mighty God that got everything that I need, everything, even the desires of my heart, God has it. So God said that if I trust and believe in him, that I could have the desires of my heart. So why should I limit myself to not having but a little just because somebody thinks you don't need nothing? Don't let other folk dictate to you or manipulate your mind into thinking that you have to accept the least in life. Yes, Paul did say, I am content with such things as I have, but that don't mean that I don't want more. It's all right to want to be better. It's all right to want to live closer. We talk about doing so many different things, and the problem is we done forgot how to trust and to pray and believe in the power of a mighty God. We got to understand that the Bible teaches us to never stop praying and to never stop trusting in the power of God. But sometimes in between our blessings, things get a little weary. You ever been blessed and you're waiting on another blessing and you got a prayer laid at the altar and you're waiting on God to answer that prayer. But what you do in the meantime? We got any in the meantime folk in here this morning? That you know you laid it on the altar, you know, and you trust in God going to do it, but God hasn't did it just quite yet. But how many of you still trusting that he'll do it? You see, you got to watch the trick of the devil. What the devil tried to get you in your mind is that you done laid it there for so long, God done forgot all about you. God is not going to answer your prayer. He remember all the dirt that you done, but I thank God I don't serve a God like that. I serve a God that looks down with mercy and with grace. I serve a God that will pick me up out of the dirt, wash me out, look at me and tell me you better get it together and wait on me to get it together. That's the kind of God that we serve. So we got to understand. We are blessed in this house this morning. And if you're blessed, you ought not mind telling God thank you. I was glad to be able to even attend the night watch service on last Tuesday evening. I was glad and I was blessed to have a full day of rest on New Year's Day. All day long, stayed in the house all day. Laid around all day long. You may have had the kind of New Year's celebration that you wanted to have. I got the kind of New Year's celebration that I needed. Every now and again, you got to know that you need to sit down and be still. But how many of you know that sometimes you're so busy about your business, you forgot that you need to sit down somewhere? We got any busybody folk in here that trying to do any and everything and know that your body is running down, but you're still pushing your way. Go somewhere and sit down somewhere. A lot of us are not getting very much done because we are moving so much that we are in one another's way. New Year's Day. Some of us started at 10 p.m. Some started earlier than that. But it depends on what kind of celebration you had. We got a world full of all kinds of different people that celebrated in their very own way. This is that time of year that men and women all over the world make what we call New Year's resolutions. We began to make decisions about doing things in a different way. We start to look for an answer to our problem. We make promises and vows that has no substance because we're just familiar with what happens at a particular time of the year. So we heard somebody say that this is a good time to make a New Year's resolution. In other words, I'm going to make a statement that I'm going to do something different this year that I didn't do last year. Are you with me? Now, you got to be very careful, and I thank God for the clerk for the insert there in the program about the New Year's resolution and how we sometimes we start out and we push our forces just a little bit too high. You ought to be able to know by now that if there's going to be some changes in your life, you ought to know your limitations. And you ought to know if you're dealing with something that has been a hard situation to break, don't think that just because the year flicked over from 1 minute to the next that you can just make up in your mind, I'm going to do this, and you do it. How many times have you made that lie at the last of the year? I'm going to do better. I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop smoking. And got a patch on right now. I'm going to stop drinking. Stop talking about folk. Somebody made the resolution, I'm going to mind my own business this year. All of us ought to jump on that bandwagon. But what I'm trying to get to you through to you is the fact that when you make a vow, the Bible says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth. And let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. It's not me, this is the Bible talking. So the Bible is basically just telling us you ought to know how to act when you come in the house of God. And you are not coming here just battling off a whole lot of things that just come to your mind. You ought to say something sound. You ought to say something concrete. You ought to say something that's sincere from the heart. Sometimes when you just talk, just to be talking, your words ought to be few. For the Bible says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of his or her words. So now, when thou vowest a vow unto God, you see, that's what happened when you make the New Year's resolution. You are saying, God, I'm going to do this, that, or the other. I don't care who you shared with down here. If you make that promise, you are saying, God, I'm going to do. Well, God says, defer when thou vowest a vow unto him. Defer not to pay it, for he have no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou has vowed. So what God is saying, if you ain't going to do it, don't say it. He has no pleasure in listening to your loose lip. It is better that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. So in other words, when we get to this time of year, I'm not saying that you shouldn't make a resolution, but what I'm saying, if you make it, try your very best to keep it and pay back to God what you said with your mouth. And then all I'm saying is the Bible is telling us to be mindful. If you know yourself well enough to know that it's a possibility that you're not going to be able to follow through, then hold your tongue. Just as simple as that. That is my advice for the new year. But I'm not through preaching yet. Now, when we talk about making vows, and we found out that it's a dangerous thing to make a vow without any intent on keeping it. But now let us get to the church house. As we proceed this year, I pray and I speak God's blessings on every family represented here today. And then to our church family, I pray for the ministry of the church at hand, that we be the servants that God would have us to be. And then I stand as the head under shepherd, also realizing that every one of us, ministerial staff included, we need to stop and pull in at Holy Ghost headquarters. And we need a first-class spiritual alignment. It's just like when you get into the new year, your tag run out or the car started acting a little funny, and you find out that you need to get an alignment, because people and things sort of get out of order. Now, even though that we're in this thing together, and I need you and you need me, and here I am standing there, I'm sitting there, and I'm holding on to the wheel with a firm grip. But I found out last year that there was unnecessary drama. There was a whole lot of nitpicking and a whole lot of name calling that maybe shouldn't have been done, that sort of put us in a place where we were reaving on the road. I even found out when we took the kids to the state fair that it didn't matter whether you were driving or whether you're walking, you got to learn how to stay in your lane. Because when it gets too crowded, you can't go up against the crowd. You got to go with the flow sometimes. So we need to get a spiritual alignment and know that you're not in it all by yourself. You know, sometimes we got to understand that when your car needs an alignment, the first thing they say is pulling a little to the left, pulling a little to the right. So now, what are we going to do so we can hold it in the middle of the road? See, we got to understand that it's not just the preacher, it's not just the deacon, it's all of us. The whole body of Christ. And we all stand in need of a spiritual alignment. The car's been running a little rough. And you know, when the car started to run in rough, there's something wrong somewhere. But how many times we act like we don't know that the car's running a little rough? How many times do we act like it's just going to get better all by itself? How many of you know that the longer you ride it on that condition, it don't do nothing but get a little bit worse and a little bit worse, to where you take a small repair and now you got a major repair? Simply because you didn't take time out to stop and get an alignment. Anybody in here need to be aligned? See, I found out that in order for us to know what God would have us to do, In order for us to get aligned with the power of a mighty God. The Bible says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace that thou should be able to add to thee, let not the mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tables of thine heart. So, in other words, hear the instruction of the Father. The Father says, it's time to get your act together. The Father says, it's time to get in alignment with what's right, not what you want to do. Because it's not your thing, it's not my thing, it's not their thing. This is God's thing. And if we're going to do what God would have us to do, first of all, we got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. First business of the day. In order for you to get a good spiritual alignment, you better start with that mind of yours. Lean not to your own understanding. You don't know everything. And everything don't have to go your way, self included. So many times we think because we got a little position or we got a little authority that we can walk all over top of folks. But I found out that you better understand we are nothing but servants of the Most High God. The servant get out of order, somebody got to pull them in check. But what we got here is a situation where we ain't got nobody to pull nobody in check, all of us getting in line. You get what you need, I get what I need, and at the end of the day, we ought to be able to do a better work for the Lord. Yes, sir. Say that. But when you trust in your own way, if it got to be your way or no way, some of you hit the highway. But you know what I found out? Go ahead. That highway goes two or three ways. And one thing about it, there's always a U-turn somewhere that you can turn around and come right on back home. Don't never get so caught up and so stubborn and so hard-headed that you will let a mistake that you made in life keeping you from offering yourself and saying, Lord, here I am. I thought I knew everything, but I found out that I needed to lean not to my own understanding, but I got to trust you with all my heart. And if I do that in all my ways, acknowledge you, then you will direct my path. We're talking about getting ready, the start of a new year. But you better get ready to thank God for what you've already got. Now, we're just about 5 days in. No guarantee that we're going to make it to the end. But I found out that if I trust the power of God. See, I come to tell somebody this morning that there's no need to worry. No need to fret. Everything that you need, God is already aware of. Want to let you know that the Bible says that you ought not take no thought for your life. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about what you're going to put on your body. Too many times we allow ourselves to not be where we ought to be because we talk about what I don't have. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that I got everything that I need. I stopped by to let somebody know this month that I feel like I need a spiritual alignment. I need to get in line with the spirit of truth. I need to get in line with the power of a mighty God. I need to get in line and know that if I trust the power of God, that everything is going to work out all right. I found out that Jesus began to share this parable. And he began to talk about don't worry about yourself. Don't worry about the thing that you need in life. Don't you know that I am the Lord thy God? And you can worry about anything that you want to worry about. But how many times can you worry and add one cubit to your stature? There's a whole lot of folks that I wish I would have been tall. There's some folks that said I wish I would have been a little shorter. Then there's somebody that said I wish I had some meat on my bones. And then there's somebody that said I want to get rid of some of this meat off my bones. You see, everybody can't be satisfied. But everybody ought to be thankful to the Lord our God that I am that I am. I might not be as big as some men, but I thank God that I got all the power down on the inside. I found out that I serve a mighty God, a God that sits high and he looks down low. I stopped by as a representative of Jesus the Christ to tell you on this first Sunday morning, don't worry about what you're going to eat in 2014. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Don't worry about what you're going to put on your back. All you got to do is trust the power of God. Jesus said, I want to let you know that the birds don't have nowhere to lay their head. The fowls of the air, they go to and fro. But I always give them seeds to eat. I always put a worm down in the ground so they can get their eyes on it and get food when they get hungry. I want to let you know if I feed the birds of the air, I'll feed every man that I made. I want to let you know that you don't have to worry about having nice things to put on your back. The Bible says, look out among the leaves. Look out among the pasture. And you see all the beautiful flowers as they array in the springtime. And look at King Solomon with all of his silver and all of his satin. But he didn't have anything to look as good as what God made. I stopped by to tell somebody that take no thought of tomorrow. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. The Bible say that God know you already need these things. He said that all the Gentiles seek after the things in life that we need for the necessities of life. But I found out that I got everything that I need. And I found out if you want everything that you need, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see, when you get into this brand new year, the first thing you better do is seek out God. Look out for his power. Look out for his covering. Let him be your shield and let him be your apron. Let him be the one this morning that'll make a way out of no way. I thank God this morning when I look for where my blessings come from, that God made everything all right. And I'm not worried about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. God says, stop putting things off for tomorrow, but let us be thankful for everything we got today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. I'm glad that I don't worry about being hungry, because the Bible says he got cattle upon 1,000 here. I'm glad that he is the water that I'll never get thirsty anymore. I'm glad that as much as I love clothes, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to put on my back, because the God that I serve, he got everything that I need. And he told me to stop by Fowl's Chapel and tell the people of God that it's going to be all right. But it's time now for a spiritual alignment. It's time now to get yourself all down. There's some rusty spots and there's some things going on. But you need to be anointed in the power of God. You need to let the Spirit of God run down. You ought to let God know that I am a child of the King. And I know I got some rough edges and I got some things that need to be worked out. But I heard somebody say that if you don't have any oil, you can even take a can of WD-40 and spray them joints of yours, and that'll make them begin to act right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's a time that you gotta thank God for what use you have. God will make a way out of no way. And I'm not worried about what nobody else said, because I belong to the power of a mighty God. And the God that I serve sits high and he looks down low. The God that I serve said that he make everything all right. And all I've come to tell you this morning, that when you start out in the new year, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. Don't you know this morning that God will do what nobody else can do? I found out just the other night as the men and women began to talk. One of them said, first things are first. And then one came back and said, I got the solution. The solution was Jesus the Christ. And then Reverend Ramsey came back and said, I'm in my holding zone. You see, when you get in your holding pattern and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And then Sister Judy came back and said, move from the hype and get ready to get to work. It's time this morning for us to get to work, to do what thus said the Lord our God, to put up on shoulder our burden, and to know that we got to run this race all the way, not halfway, but all the way. It's time for us to have a spiritual alignment. And some of us got more out of order than just our front wheel drive. And the only way that you're going to get it corrected, no doctor, no nurse can help you with this. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Preacher can't do it. Your prayer partner can't do it. Nobody but Jesus. There's some things that only the Lord can do. I don't care how smart you are, how much money you got, how far you've been, or where you still think you got to go. There is nothing greater than Jesus the Christ. And when you look there in that sixth chapter, that is Jesus speaking, teaching, and letting the children of God know that when you get ready for anything in life, don't worry about the small things. God said, I got that. Seek me. Trust in him. And everything will work out for your good. That's all I'm saying this morning, is that as we get ready to embark into this year, if you know that you need some tightening up, tighten it up. If you've been slack, get you some vitamins or whatever you need to do. You need one of them little energy drinks. Whatever you need to do to put that spark back in you. You see, some of us can just cry out to God, Lord, give me a little bit more of that Holy Ghost. Give me a little bit more of your spiritual power. Sheila come running in here this morning on song. She don't even know. But she knew just enough to get out what she needed. What she needed, all us need. And didn't say a whole lot more, but just a little more Jesus. Are you willing to be in that alignment line and get a little more Jesus? That's the only way we're going to do the ministry that God has bestowed upon our hands. We come in to worship him in spirit and truth, but we leave to serve him.